The first thing I'd like us to do now that we're here together, to take a big breath and then let it out slow. And maybe do it again. A wise person once told me that God is the breathing in and the breathing out. Now I'm going to tell you a story about Jesus after he was raised and about the disciples who loved him very much. This happened on the day of resurrection, still the same day, but in the evening. The disciples were all gathered in a house and they'd locked all the doors because they were really scared. They were praying, and all of a sudden, there standing in their midst was Jesus. And he said, "Peace be with you." And then he invited them to come and look at his hands and touch him and touch his side. His hands had nail marks and his side had been gashed by a spear. And when they got close enough to touch and see that it was really Jesus, they were so excited to see him. And Jesus said again, "Peace be with you." If you've ever wondered why we have a time in our service where the worship leader says, "Now pass the peace of Christ," and we all get up for a minute and turn to those sitting near us and say, "Peace be with you," or "Good morning," it's because of this. Jesus, when he first began to appear to the disciples after his resurrection, was always saying, "Peace be with you." But Jesus wasn't finished with what he had to say. The next thing he said was, "As God the Father sent me, so I'm sending you." Now, this is a good time to breathe again. Because the next thing that Jesus did was he breathed on the disciples. He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And then he explained the Holy Spirit would give the power and ability to forgive as God forgives. So, one of the disciples, whose name was Thomas, was not in the room. And when he found out what he had missed, he was really upset. And he said, "Unless I get to see for myself, unless I get to touch Jesus' hands and side for myself, I am not going to believe." A week later, the disciples were all gathered in that house again. And this time Thomas was there. And there was Jesus again, suddenly standing among them. And I bet you know what he said. He did say that, but first he said, "Peace be with you." Yeah, he said, "Peace be with you." And then he said, "Thomas, come here. Come and put your fingers in my hand. Touch my side. Accept that it's really me. You can believe now." And Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." And then Jesus said, "I'm happy that Thomas has come to believe, and I also want to give my blessing on anyone who doesn't see and touch the way Thomas got to see and touch, and yet still has come to believe." So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you all go to Sunday school. Good. Thanks for finding a hand to hold. Dear God, as we breathe in and breathe out, we're aware that you are within us and all around us. We thank you for the peace that you bestow upon us. And we thank you for the joy of extending your forgiveness to others. We give thanks to you on this next Easter day. Amen.